I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. South Sudan is once again on the brink of civil war. The latest wave of violence erupted earlier this month when a youth militia overran South Sudanese army barracks. The government responded with force, and chaos spread throughout the country. At least 63,000 people have fled the capital. Dane with Unfolding Words says,
the State Department has issued a level 4 warning for Americans, which is their highest level, and they say if you go there, you should leave a DNA sample with your family doctors so they can identify you later.
Unfolding Word equips local believers to do Bible translation. Ramadan presents a unique opportunity for believers to share their work. Ask God to use Bible translations in minority languages to introduce people to Jesus.
Very often we hear stories of Muslims coming to Christ during Ramadan because he appears to them in dreams and visions.
And pressures on Iran may lead to a new geopolitical balance. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran says Iran is in a dire financial situation.
Iran is at the cross junction of deciding whether they want to continue their relationship with the West or become closer to Russia and China.
This month, foreign ministers of Iran, Russia, and China called for the U.S. to lift sanctions on Iran for its disputed nuclear program. A week later, the U.S. imposed a new round of sanctions.
We feel that the gospel is still spreading inside Iran, but we're not hearing much about it because people are genuinely afraid of retaliations from the government.
Pray with hope for what God can do in Iran. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.